Blog Talk Radio.
But anyway, sorry, with Mark. Back with a Mark. Big news. Yeah, Juarez, Harris, Nationwide Series, both series being there that week. And you'll get Al Weathern, Juarez, down in Louisville,
Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cajun's uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cajun's Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cajun's Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cajunscandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cajun's Candle.
Anyway, back. Calling back to my own show. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry for all the technical difficulties. We had Gary trying to get Gary Camp on the line. It's over. He's trying to call in. I'm trying to call out, and this thing isn't working, so that's the number. I'm trying to get a hold of it, figure out a way, wiring, help. But anyway, so I was trying to get into this. Dover, going to third race state, saying how the importance of the race came in. Paul Menard, Kevin Harvick is defending the champ, and Clint Boyer just barely makes it on the bubble by a point, and by 2 points. Jamie McMurray, 41 points out of Dale Jr. is 42 points out of moving on. and everybody else's family, and you end up Red Biffle was poor. Carl was wound up in 21st. That was a day either. Six lap was for winner man Kansas. Well, wasn't so magical for some people to pass the end. But they had finished by Kyle Busch, 37, but wasn't where he needed to be. It would have finished in the top 10. You figured that'd be a 20-point jump. Junior down. But all is not lost. Your 10th, 11th, and 12th are not out of the woods. But I bet as right now the only one who's really on the outside looking in is 16th place driver, Clint Boyer. Only for time to get more of that bit. In action also was AAA Insurance Midwest Nationals, and that were a lot of people that were going for their first wins, and a few that were final round came down. Dave Connolly and Antron Brown, Connolly came up from the pro stock rank, top full list. That's the difference of a 3 second easy jump to 200. Miles an hour to 300 mile an hour. One of the last three there, one of the fake the Wally that was in front of Brown. Three with a 72. 372 with a one to Connell. 375. Three. A little jump on the light, the reaction of the 04 in front of an 05. On Langdon, we had on last week. Made it out of the first round against Rick Crampton, wound up losing to Antron. Started with Kevin McMillan in round one. And on Langdon in round two, it was Farm. Dave Connolly's path to the final was Steve Farm. J.R. Todd in round one, Steve Farm, and Orson round. Turning some real good times in there. For a qualifier, so he still looked at her first, but it was this time. In the funny car, that was kind of final round again between Matt Hagen and Ron Tapp. Kind of weird. Hagen smoked the tire. Ron Capps had him way beat, but on it so much he lost control across the center line and got disqualified. So he basically had that race won and would have went to the final against the worst win to his teammate. And Matt Hagen, who's the defending champ, gained 20 points there and had to go against Del Worsham. So Worsham wound up winning 398 to 396. The 2/100th of a second that Worsham had. It was a decisive win. And he wound up taking it. Hagen had to go through Brian Stewart, who 16th qualifier, and Tom Worsham and Ronnie Tapp. Worsham had to go through Tony Pedregon, Tim Wilkerson, Bruce Pedregon. We had both Pedregons. And then Matt Hagen, so the yellow DHL of Del Worsham taking the Wally in round two of there. countdown. In the pro style round, it was final round. It was Erica Enders versus Bruce Gilman, who's new to the team. Pretty much new to the sport. He wound up going all the way. I don't know what happened to Erica's car, but in the final, she had Drew smoke off the tree, getting 0-0-3 to his 0-1-2. But he stayed straight and finished with a 6-5, 2-9, where Erica, something went wrong. The path of the light car was nowhere in that. Drew Gilman got his first wallet. I mean, her life for after the first round, got another 29, beating Alex Lachlan, and then went, her reaction was 0-0-2 with a 6-2, and round semis, it was an 0-0-2 with a 6-2, Beelan and Bo Butner, and I guess the teammate had an 0-0-3, and it wound up with a 17-9. I mean, something had to go wrong. We'll try to have her on after round three and at the halfway. That's the action. 0-0-2 ever since. So, right now, the first is Antron Brown and Tony Schumacher. The guys in the booth were drawing the line. It was cut off. If anything under 100 points, doable. Anything over that, you're pretty much out of it. Del Worsen has a 90-point lead over Matt Hagen in the funny car. And pro stock with the loss, Enders still has a 113-point lead over Greg Anderson. But he would have to win 6 rounds. Maybe 7. But and Junior wound up winning the race and moved him up one spot, second in the point. Andrew Hines up one spot, first in the point. Hines' teammate Eddie Frayer was leading, but he dropped the spot. Lana, 34 points behind Andrew Hines, and Eddie Frayer, 51 points back. In the pro stop in the Truck Series. Events are coming through email. In Truck Series, it was Austin Dillon taking the check flag over Max Classen, Johnny Sauter serves him. Fourth, fifth, John Hunter Nemechek, Daniel Hemrick, sixth, Ray Golding, tenth. Kyle Busch was in the race, 51, and round up 11. Started second. So, points look right now, Eric Jones in the top spot. Max Pratt, second. Third is Tyler Reddick, Johnny Sauter, Haley, Kevin, John Lewis, Dunster Gallagher, Ben Kinnis. Trinity Series event. Darrell Wallace at the end of the race, and Brian Scott got it. Scott going over to Wallace. Wallace is still a part of it. Friendly Nolan Knight and Brian. So, 92, Jeff Gordon. Season finale in Atlanta. In long enough. If that's out of one, he only needs eight more. Here's kind of a rough year, he doesn't have one. So, one race all but four, 23. He hasn't had a lot. Ran good, but I call that. Of course, if he finishes the season with no complications, he'll wind up 797 straight races that he's driven. Yeah, you might think he wants to come back from the first three next year, maybe even 800, but on the Ironman list, following Gordon, can do it with 574. We'll have 574 straight starts at the season then. Pretty over. Race three. It's three race time with ex ambassadors, like Barry. That being said, able by phone. Now they put all they turn them out right then and there. Just one that the race is over. Really nuts on Sunday. I used to have to wake up an hour early. I'd cover the race and be there by 7. Track would start building up. And it was 6:30, 7 o'clock Sunday morning. And that's just off the egg. By the time the race starts, one and wins there. This race last year, though, was won by Gore's having a much better year last year. And, he is this year. Kind of year that Jeff Ford had. Harvick, second, fourth. Good one, sponsor. Third, game, fourth. So, but either way, first biggest lap leader was Martin Truex Jr. Was doing real well. From, worried about fuel and all that. Last caution came out on the last lap, but that was enough. Lap 387 kind of gives it like go on the race at 390 when they restarted it 10 laps ago. Don't get that good jump off the start. To win the next one at Pocono, put a double chase. Dover and Pocono are kind of the home track at internet I had, but there's a lot of technical difficulties. Jay Marquette couldn't get through. I do a conference call, so anyway, that's our show for today. We'll be back with the results and all after next weekend. The race Cup Series then goes on to Charlotte. Bank of America 500 and race number 4 along your map is October 25th. Talladega, that's the next word drop. Martinsville, Texas, Phoenix, Phoenix. Will be the third round of elimination where comes down to Homestead with four guys battling. Yeah. So, apologize for all the technical difficulties today. I'm Bob Bigley. Thanks for joining us today. Good.